Okay, next up we have Isaac Madsen, who is a near-finished PhD student. He will be probably defending sometime later this year. And he will be talking about root interactions with the fertilizer zone. Isaac?
So I signed up for one of these five-minute presentations also, and they said three slides, so you'll see on my second slide I cheated and just added a lot of animations. They also told us to start with a question, so I started with this question. What does Tobler's Law have to do with roots? And for those of you who don't know, Tobler's Law is the first law of geography, which is nearer things have more to do with each other, essentially, than distant things. It's maybe an obvious law, but I think it's something that's sort of important to say and has also come up in a lot of these talks. So I'm going to just walk you through my application of this law in a root system's interaction with a urea band. And just for a point of reference, my images were collected using office scanners, pretty simple, that you can buy at Office Depot for about $100. And then I used actually ArcMap GIS software to compile all the data that I'm going to show you. So here's a canola root growing into a urea fertilizer band, and this is not what we would normally see in a canola root. Usually that tap root would continue on much deeper before it stops and before we start seeing lateral root initiation. And it's a bit hard from these pictures. Sorry, I couldn't show something more zoomed in because of the limits, but there's also necrosis occurring on that taproot. So then I start just adding layers of data to this. So the first thing I add is where I place my urea pellet. The next thing I do is just using some basic GIS tools, start classifying out the roots. This is semi-automated, so there are some errors. Then I add the necrosis, so I base that on the root color there, and there's also some errors in that, but it did all right. And then on top of this, I start adding physical data. So these are sampling points from three different incubations where we watched the ammonium spread from the urea. But these were all taken at day 15, so they're just at the very end of the study. And then from that, we can actually interpolate the surface that would be the background ammonium that the root would be exposed to. And you can see on day 3, day 6, and day 8, these are all the same because it's from the sample points taken at the end of the experiment. So then the next step was to use a solute transport and degradation model to actually model back through time what the ammonium concentrations would have been like at day 3, day 6, and day 8. So you can see that now we've done that here. So we've added another layer of data to the same root system. And then on top of that, we can take the color of the soil and estimate the moisture of the soil. And so you can see that as time goes on, the moisture of the soil, it's drying down. So red would be drier, blue would be wetter there. Then we can start looking if there's any correlations between the root health and the moisture or the root health and the background ammonium. So the correlations are very, very low, and I spared you having to see all the points on there, but you can see that the slope does in general change over time. So this is moisture on your x-axis and root color on your y-axis. Root color is sort of a proxy for the necrosis, so the lower the number, the more necrotic the root. And I guess, yeah, the takeaway here was that we did see some changes in those lines over time, even more so with the modeled ammonium concentration. So we have tiny correlations at day 3 and day 6, but then by day 8, there's pretty much no correlation happening between whether the root is necrotic and the rate of ammonium. So I guess my takeaway would be that maybe Tobler's Law is useful in the root system, and that these background levels of, or the moisture and the ammonium, because they were actually following a similar spatial pattern, actually had similar correlations to the root health. And that's pretty much all I have to say about that. So thank you.